views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Now is the time for your weekly dose of natural medicine and education. Join Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and psychic Todd Rolson as they share their inspiration with humanity and discuss the healing benefits of Cambo medicine. The results are astounding. Coming up in the next hour of Cambo Talk Radio, discover how Cambo realigns the true self. Now, here are your hosts, Ginny and Todd.
Cambosita, 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 yayayi. Cambosita, 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 yayayi. Cambosita, 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 yayayi. Cambosita, 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 yayayi. Cambosita, Cambosita.
Hello, everyone. This is Ginny.
That's Todd over there across from me, and we are Cambo Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. Todd, how are you doing?
Oh, wonderful. We're really excited to talk about today's show topic, which is basically we're going to talk about the long-term effects of Cambo, and we're going to kind of go through the three steps of that, which is short-term, middle-term, long-term. That way, you kind of have an idea what can come up during the process. And it's something we've been discussing for a while, and something especially with Ginny, because she's been part of Cambo for a long time, just what people go through in short and long term. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I am too, because after people take Cambo, I always get a lot of questions about, is this normal? Is this the way it should be happening? This is what's coming up, and people get all concerned. And I think just giving people a guideline about how it progresses and how it affects them could be really helpful.
Yeah, and I'd like to say, what's normal, Ginny?
Yeah, well, I mean, I probably wouldn't know that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, well,
yeah, probably asking the two wrong people about what's normal.
Yes,
because kind of everything goes. I always laugh about that because, you know, I think about what I do. I basically, you know, burn holes in people's skin, put frog poison on until people throw up. So that's my normal.
Yes.
So it's pretty hard for me to gauge what is really normal anymore. But anyway, this is kind of a topic that you really wanted to talk about. So I'm going to kind of give you the leadership role in that, about how you want to start with that, and I'm going to fill in the blanks with you.
Well, I thought we'd start with the retreat, because that's a program we just did, and it was our first Cambo renewal retreat, and 10 people went through the process, and it's quite interesting, you know, the groups that kind of people went through it. You know, I call kind of the angry people.
Yes.
And I call the people who just let it all go. And then what would you call the middle group?
The middle group was kind of, to me, they kind of don't exactly know what's hit them yet.
Yes.
And so it takes a little longer for them to come to some terms with it. So they're getting some things revealed to them as time goes on. And they seem to be a little more, I guess, quieter about it. So they're getting revelations and things are getting revealed and they're seeing shifts in themselves, but they just kind of plod along with it and take it for what it is.
Yeah. And also a few of these people came in for sessions afterwards too. So I want to talk about that, because that's really fascinating how people were processing. Then they came in for sessions and then they were able to shift because they understood more. But I guess we should start with, you know, I mean, we are starting with a retreat. Let's start with the first group, the short-term group, you know, who really got upset about the entire process. There was a lot of bounce back. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of feelings and emotions came up. I mean, you see this all the time, Ginny. I mean, what's your observation?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to me, because there's a way in which, well, it's not just a way in which this is what happens, is Cambo really does reveal to you what's going on inside you.
Yes.
And so a lot of times people just think they want to project that onto somebody else.
Yes.
And that's that first group. They're kind of the projectors. So they get their anger comes up, and they just want to blame somebody else for it, and they want to look outside of it, and you know, you didn't do this right. I feel angry. It didn't work, and all those kind of things right. are going through their mind.
Or it wasn't what I expected. The one of the people who was working there, one of the three of you, just didn't take care of me the way I wanted.
Right. Yeah. You didn't smile at me when I walked in the room. You know, so all of your stuff is showing up.
Yes.
And then they start projecting that onto, generally it's the facilitators that it gets projected onto, because in some ways we're like the, you know, father and mother figures to them. And we definitely project a lot on our parents. So we kind of are the surrogates for that.
Yeah. And I'd also like to add, I mean, you know, this group, we're calling them the angry group. Of course, this isn't their reality, but this is kind of what happened initially. But, you know, some of these people are quite advanced and very knowing and knowledgeable on all different things. And so, I'd like to add that it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, these people are in advance. They're just starting out. These people tended to be quite knowing, and that might be part of the problem, isn't it?
I think it really is. A lot of them have done other work. They've done other medicines. You know, they've done maybe some psychotherapy, all kinds of other things on their journey. So they've been on the journey for a while of transformation. And it's so interesting to me how, and in some respects, when they are actually even taking the CAMBO, it's almost like because they've been working on themselves so long, they just think they don't have to do much work.
Yes.
Like, I've already been working on myself a long time. I'm just going to go through this process and, you know, whatever happens, happens. And so it's pretty interesting. And those seem to be the ones who come up more projecting, because more of their stuff is showing up. Because, you know, CAMBO in some ways, this is a conscious medicine, as we've talked about for a long time. And again, we use the term medicine. It is not medicine in the Western sense. It's just that the natives call it a medicine because to them it is.
Yeah. So we call it Amazonian medicine, which is a great neutral term, because that's what it is. Yeah. You know, and I want to talk about these folks, because in my observation, you know, even in our lives, you know, I'm a little bit older and Jenny's a little bit older, and we've been through a lot of the games and processes and life, so to speak. And we've had to, not that we don't have more to do, but we've had a lot of triggers and we've had a lot of challenges and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I think it's very common for the people out there that think they know, that they've
right.
learned a lot of things, that, oh, I've done this, I've done that. And I always laugh, sorry to the folks out there, I kind of laugh at it, because the truth is always more than that, isn't it?
Oh, it's so much more than that. And we are going through all the layers to get down to the core first causes. And that almost can take a lifetime in some ways. I mean, there's areas that we might get down to that core, but it's a whole lifetime of work.
Yes.
And just when we think, oh, I got it all handled, I know it all, I've done it, I've transformed myself, something shows up.
And I'd like to say, because I am an indirect alignment spirit, and spirit's always talking to me, and they like to remind people right now that essentially truth comes from your alignment, from direct knowing and from flow. So, you know, if you're spending a lot of time, you know, in projection and blame, that's definitely not going to be an alignment thing. That's going to be something that's going to come from your ego, from your patterns or your expectation. And I think that's really important to do, because the truth, you know, even in all the great masters always say, the truth is beyond what you think. The truth is beyond the level you get to. So, you know, for one thing, is if you're at a level and you feel comfortable, you're going to be challenged on that.
For sure. I think that's really more truth than anything. And you're right. The moment I start blaming somebody, I have to catch myself and go, oh, wait just a second. I'm projecting. I have to take a look at that within myself. So that's my first cue. Whenever I feel like I'm blaming somebody for something, that's my first cue to start going, okay, just a second. Let me take a look at this.
Yeah. And I think it's important for me and Jenny to recognize is that we love you the same.
Absolutely.
You know, whether you're projecting upon us or you're going through the process or you're going through it with dignity, our job as you know, hopefully conscious beings and leaders, at least in, you know, we all have to be in the Cambo retreats. Our job is just to support you. So we don't think less. And I think that's an important thing to say.
I think it is a lot because we're not in any judgment. We're noticing.
Yes.
Because that's just, you know, what we do. We notice what we notice. But no, there's no judgment around it. In some ways, I just love it.
Oh, I know. Jenny gets so excited.
I do. I love it when somebody gets a little bit irritated at me during the session. Like, well, they want me to not be using some sage in their nose. And it just makes me laugh because that's their stuff showing up. And that's what we want.
Yes.
I mean, we want their stuff to show up so they can take a look at it.
Yeah. And so, you know, the short-term effects, obviously, there could be a lot of frustration, anger, emotional. And because the medicine is so conscious, it is going to approach you where you need it. So I think it's a good example of these folks who know a lot or think they know a lot. And of course, Cambo's going to, because they do have some depth and they do have a lot of knowledge, Cambo's going to go, oh, let's look at the personality for these folks. And so short term, I would say that when you're having the mental and anger and emotional upheaval, probably Cambo saying, hey, you got knowledge. Now let's get rid of ego.
I think that is the really well put because we are both of those things, right?
Yes.
And we have personality and then we have our own true essence of who we are. And there's always that balancing of it.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing to just recognize that we all have to grow too. And that's it, you know, you're going through this medicine. It is heroic, but you also have to be open to growth. And that's one of the keys to moving on.
I agree. Well, we're coming up to the first break, Todd. And I really want to ask you after the break about talking about the people who were angry in that one group. And I know you worked with some people afterwards about just how you helped them get through that process.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be right back. You're listening to Cambo Talk with Jenny and Todd.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Jenny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
All right, we're back. So Todd, in our last little segment, we were talking about the different things that people go through.
Yeah, short-term.
Short-term, and yeah. We were with the short-term people, and we were talking about how generally they are angry, and they're usually a little bit more further along in their walk, and which I think that's kind of curious. It's funny, until you mentioned that, I hadn't really paid attention to that whole thing, but you're right.
Yeah, and I think it's a great tip for everybody out there. You know, if you think you know, you're definitely in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to face that all the time. I certainly have to. And it's one of the reasons I'm always open to receiving the information or change. And that's certainly the step that everyone is in now after it's been about 3 weeks since the retreat has ended. And we've seen a lot of blowback or feedback on the angry group, and we want to talk about the other two groups too. But you know, at some point you just have to stop and you have to go, okay, what do I really need to learn here? And that's where Cambo is so brilliant.
That's where Cambo is so brilliant, because it's almost kind of like in your face medicine.
Oh yeah.
And I find that to be really interesting. A lot of times too, when I get people in circle who have like, a lot of people have been to the jungle. They've been there for a couple of years and worked with a shaman and apprenticed and done all these things. Just like you say.
Yes.
They come in almost thinking, oh, this is going to be a piece of cake. And, you know, I've done all this stuff. And sometimes, you know, Cambo just brings them down. And that's the nature of the medicine, to just reveal these things very clearly and concisely and swiftly.
Well, and before we talk about the other groups, I'd like to ask you, I mean, you had some new people this weekend too, mm-hmm. correct?
Yep.
Including somebody who had done the medicine before. And of course, with Jenny, because Jenny, in a way, is so aligned with the medicine, we kind of look at her a lot and we can see her as a frog. It's kind of cute. But tell us about you just had a group. What did you see?
Well, it was interesting because I had quite a variety of people. I had some people who had taken the medicine before from somebody else. Uh-huh. I had somebody who had taken it in the jungle, and I had somebody who had taken it from me. So it was kind of an eclectic group. I didn't have anybody who was new who had taken the medicine, which usually I have somebody who is never taking it before. But this weekend, I actually didn't have anybody who had not taken it before. But it was quite interesting. I love to get that feedback about how I do it and how different it is.
Yes.
And when I have people who have taken it from somebody else, they can give me that great feedback.
Because I want to keep it on the short term, I just want to say that one of the reasons that Jenny has this, is, again, this is from spirit, so to speak, is because Jenny only serves the medicine. So you can see right away what we were talking to about projection. If a teacher or a healer or somebody who is bringing the medicine to the people can just be there with you with mm-hmm. no projection and be completely neutral and allow the medicine to come through, you're going to get a different experience. So I want to say that about Jenny and why a lot of people who come to her who have done the medicine prior have a completely different experience. So it really kind of ties into what we were talking about, the short term, the projection, the angry. You know, I think this is a really important subject, but I want to talk about that too. But let's talk about the other quickly, because we want to move into the middle the middle term people that who have done the medicine, and that could, we could bring that back. So the other groups, short term, you know, that came through the retreat that have done the medicine, or just what have we seen?
Well, I think, that middle group, like we said, they're the ones who kind of just keep plodding along in their,
yes,
in their work. And they just look at Cambo as another piece of the puzzle.
Oh yeah. Brilliant. Yeah.
And so this, they're not, they generally don't go into projection. They will have some, they do get revealed their stuff, but they see it as just part of the process. And they just, again, they just keep plodding along, down the road doing their work. And, I don't know. That's, it's an interesting group too.
Yeah. You know, and I want to comment on that because these people, I kind of just noticed that they tend to be a little under the radar too, those plotting mm-hmm. groups. You know, they don't, they're willing to do the work, but they don't really want to be acknowledged for it in a way, or they want to sit back and kind of hide a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, what else did you see?
I think that is very true, is that they, again, they just go about doing their work, and it's very, it's almost like they have a sense of peace about what they're doing, internal peace. And even though the medicine does show them the things that need to be revealed to them, they still have a peace around it. And they
an
just
acceptance. Yeah.
And an acceptance. Yeah, maybe that's a better word, is they have an acceptance around it. Oh yeah, this is what I'm going to look at now. And this is what the medicine has shown me. And they just keep plodding along at it.
Yeah. And I would say they're open to it. Mm-hmm. And they also are kind of trying to just stay kind of hidden in a way too. Wouldn't
yeah.
you say they're like, maybe we can just get through this. I'm going to be open, but I want to kind of stay where I'm at. Would you describe that as kind of that middle group, or I don't know.
You know, I think maybe internally they are thinking that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The medicine is never going to allow you to get away with that. Right.
Right.
The medicine's going to just, you know, like we call it an ordeal, and
yes.
because of its own, the consciousness of it, you're just going to get, you know, like, I trust the medicine. It's going to show you what you need to see no matter what. And there's just degrees of that. And I think maybe what they do is it's like the hare and the rabbit, right?
Right.
Or the tortoise and the hare. So they're just plodding along, you know, taking their time and doing it. They eventually get to the finish line too.
Yes.
Or whatever you want to call that, but they're just consciously just plodding along with it.
And another thing I noticed, just because I see things on all the levels, that a lot of these middle group were very old souls.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of interesting to think about, you know, the old souls who have been on the earth for many, many lives, or physical incarnation, many, many lives, a lot of karma, a lot of gifts, and they just learn to be a bit careful because, you know, it's hard.
I think that's true. But within that group, there's also those who are cautious, or, you know what, they are more afraid in some ways of really letting the medicine in. So their steps are just smaller.
Yeah.
And as they continue to take the medicine, this then takes them into another group.
Yes.
Then they have these, finally, these big transformations where it all just kind of hits them. After they've been plodding along all this time, then after enough medicine, they're like, oh, I get it. It's like, you know, they finally
yeah.
get it.
Boom. I'm ready to let it go. And I know there's a one or two people in what we're calling the long, you know, the advanced group. But that's, you have to remember all this terminology. We have to define it. That were plotting for a long time, and then
yeah.
they finally let it go. And that's fascinating too. I'm fascinated by the middle group though. So what else should we know about that in the processes?
Well, like I say, those two things. There's the ones who kind of hide away and they kind of hope they don't get noticed and they want to keep doing their work. And a lot of times that middle group are the ones who keep at it.
You yes. know,
like sometimes in that first group, they're like the hare, right? They're just going to, they want to get it done. They want to get going, move fast.
Yeah.
Just want to transform.
I
already know everything. I just want to get through this and get it done. And sometimes they will take the medicine and then I won't see them for months and months, sometimes a year, because
yes.
that's just the nature of the beast, right? They're like, I already know this, and it takes a while for that to be revealed that they need to keep going along with the medicine. And so that's the difference to me between that first group and the second group. The second group, they'll just keep coming.
Yeah, they will until they complete it.
Until they complete it.
Yeah.
And so I'll see them plot along maybe every month, every couple of months. They'll come and take more Campbell, or maybe every 3 months. And they just keep plotting and plotting and plotting and just continuing to shift. So almost it's like everybody goes through almost all the groups in some ways.
Yeah, and I certainly believe, because that's how I function, you could take the medicine once and just be done, or you could even just hold the medicine and be done. So I think part of the being human is you believe or you think everything has to be hard or it has to take a long time. And I really encourage everyone today to know that you could just move into alignment and absorb it, and you don't have to be plotting, but we have seen with the medicine, because it is an earth medicine, it is a frog medicine, Amazonian medicine, that there is a process to it. It is a physical medicine, so it does make sense that it takes time to get to those last steps.
Yeah, I think that's true. And it's also the kind of medicine that, you know, once you kind of have come to a place where you feel like, oh, this is where I want to be for a while, you might go, you know, a year without ever taking it again. But a lot of people come back and get what we call a top off, just because the medicine makes them feel so good, gives them some energy, and they'll just come maybe every year.
Yeah. So that's the middle group. We should call the third group, like, what should we call it? Final group, or
I think they're
I don't want to say advanced.
But. Yeah, I want to say that either, but I think they're the ones that really
the finishing group, maybe.
Yeah, they're kind of the ones who they've been plodding along.
Yeah,
and they've been at it and continuing to work through it, and then they finally got some big, huge shift in themselves, or they found that their medicine really helped them. So that, you know, when we can talk about people who have actually physical illnesses too, they get to a point where they feel very stable.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're off their medication and maybe they are symptom free. So when we get back, we'll start talking about that and go a little deeper into people's processes. And because this is a great conversation, I'm really loving it. So we'll be right back. I'm Jenny. This is Todd. We're with Campbell Talk.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice?
The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Okay, so we're back. I'm Jenny. This is Todd. We're with Cambo Talk. And before we get any further, Todd, I think we better introduce Justin, our fearless leader producer. Hey, Justin, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. And yourself?
Doing lovely. So, Todd, what category do you think Justin would be in?
I would put him at super advanced Nirvana group.
Yeah, me too.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah, that's a given.
We appreciate you.
We really do, Justin. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
So a lot of people don't know that we're getting ready to go to, and I'm just taking a little side note here.
Yeah,
we'll get back on the conversation, but we're leaving tomorrow to go to Europe, three of us on with only our backpacks.
Yes.
With no real itinerary.
Except Italy.
Except Italy, but we don't have a return ticket. We don't know when we're returning for sure.
Yeah.
And so we're a little bit in our vacation frame of mind right now. So if we seem a little scattered, it's because...
I think we're fantastic.
Well, yeah, I know, but that's a given. Maybe we're better now.
Yeah.
So let's get back to our topic about the different stages that people kind of go through and what we have noticed. And it's kind of interesting because I see this in every group. There's always each one of those people kind of show up. And again, it's not like they're separate people. It's almost like people go through all those stages. So we just are seeing them in various stages.
Yeah. And we were commenting between the break, or Jenny was saying, because she's been around it so much, that people really do go through kind of the anger stage, the plotting through it stage, and then what we like to call the finishing group, where they've achieved something. So what are these people, wonderful people, achieving in the finishing group?
Yeah, well, most of the time, it feels like people are just, they're just fighting with themselves, you know? They're taking, the medicine's revealing things to them, and they hardly know what to do with it, and, you know, that's when they start projecting, and they know that there's a shift they could be making and they're not quite sure how to get there or what they need to do.
Or they want the shift to be a certain way.
They think it should look a certain way. That's exactly true. And sometimes it's a matter of that they have to go through all the layers. So they pull back one layer and then there's another and then they pull back the next layer. They just keep pulling back those layers until they finally get to this moment of like, oh my gosh, I get it now. And they have this shift. And they feel like whatever it was they were trying to do with the Cambo actually happened.
Yeah, where they just completely let it go.
Yep.
And they are like, you know, all this stuff I don't need anymore.
Yeah, so people who have physical illnesses, a lot of times they get to a place where they're symptom-free. That's kind of their finish. And for people who are more on a, you know, the personality level, they feel like they just let all that go and that it's gone. Mm-hmm. And people on the spiritual level, they kind of go, it's like a big shift inside of them. And so some of their gifts that they want to be in touch with, like their intuition or their, their knowing that
healing,
yeah, all of that will kind of, it just kind of like, it's cleared out all of the obstacles and now they just like, oh, I can do this now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I mean, and it is a bit of a process. So why we, as we categorize these different groups, everyone goes kind of through that process anyway.
Yeah, but it's still fascinating to understand that these are possibilities. And that's the whole goal of the show is like, oh, let's educate ourselves because I really believe in that. And then when I go through it, I'm aware of the situation. So this finishing group, I would say there were three or four that we would consider in the finishing group out of the 10 who really, we say, show up and did the work. But that could have been like the 13th time they've done Cambo.
Exactly.
Or so it could have been the 5th or 8th or potentially 1st.
It can be. That's very true. It just depends on where people are at within themselves.
Yes.
Some people just made that transition very quickly, and some people had been working with Cambo for a while.
Or some people had something very specific that they needed to release, and some people are like, I want to release a lot of layers or emotional layers or mental layers. So this final group, I mean, what did you see, Jenny?
Well, I saw a lot of – I mean, because we saw some different – types of finishing. So we saw one who really had been carrying kind of a negative type of energy within herself.
Yes.
And she knew it was there, and that really got released.
Yes.
Through that whole process, and she just felt completely different afterwards, like she felt free. So that obstacle was actually relieved. And then, of course, we had one person who had been taking the medicine for a long time and had gone through all those stages and almost like just was peeling back layers. And finally, on this, these three went, you know, just kind of got it and shifted.
Yes.
And all of her lovely gifts of intuition and understanding and healing and knowing just came right in.
Yeah.
And she just let it all go, and there it was.
And I think that's interesting to think about. You know, I think we all are psychic, and I think we all have, you know, great, great abilities, and maybe our projections or personality or obstacles or karma are just need to be removed for it to come forward.
I think that's really true, because I see that all the time with people after, you know, taking Cambo. It kind of opens up and it allows those gifts to come through, because we have all these obstacles there. And that's what Cambo does, is remove the obstacles and shows us what we need to work on. Sometimes we see them, we work on it for a while, we come take more Cambo, and then it just kind of opens it up for us.
Yeah. So can you talk about the other couple of people that we kind of discussed that we felt like were in the finishing group? What you saw the changes through the process?
Yeah, I'm trying to think about that a little bit about, I mean, there was one person there who had been doing a lot of work on themselves and really quite lovely.
Yes.
And I would say that what Cambo did for her, it just kind of was like the cherry on top in some ways. It just kind of completed something for her.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
It was really super sweet. Even though I just sit here and think about it, how very sweet it was that it just did the final little piece. It's almost like a combination lock, and you are been clicking all the numbers around, and you finally hit the last one and it clicked in.
That's beautiful.
And so that's kind of how it felt like for her, that she just did that last little piece and she was there. And Cambo just was the little catalyst for that.
Yes.
So it was quite beautiful, and it's always fun. I mean, it's fun to see everybody at each different level, but it's always kind of fun when you finally see somebody just kind of step into it all and go, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, you know, everyone who's went through this process, the ones that had a lot of anger and projections, and the ones that felt like they really released, they're still sitting here weeks down the line and going, oh, what the heck happened, or what's changed within me? And I find that super interesting. And I know I had two people who came in, one I would consider kind of the finishing group, and one in almost the middle beginning group. And they came to me, and I think it's important to say that I helped them to define, you know, the changes, because we don't always know, do we, when we're going through this physical medicine and through these layers, what's real and not, and not real.
Right. I think that's what's so helpful about how we work as a duo, but yeah. as a trio too with Lil. But for you, particularly, you're able to see that. And sometimes there's a lot of stuff showing up that Campbell's revealing, and people don't know where to put that. They don't know what to make of it. And I think what you do, which is so beautiful, is that you put it into a context for people so that they can see what's going on.
And also just to acknowledge what's real and what's not real.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we are all growing. And if you need to go to a professional, you go to a professional for whatever, car mechanic or otherwise. I love that these two people came to me after and were just like, you know, what did I do and why am I here now? And I think that Cambo will reveal it over time. I mean, we've had these mm-hmm. discussions that Cambo's going to do the work and you're doing the work. Of course, we were talking about Campbell, but of course it's you 100% in conjunction. But if you can get to some of the finer points of what you've let go and released, or your new alignments, or how actually you work intuitively, because most people don't know, when you understand these systems, then you're like, you just jump. And so this is what's happened with these folks is they understand. They're like, oh, I get it. I can even release that other stuff that didn't even matter. And that's the challenge, is we're still, even after Cambo, even after all the feedback and assistance and support, we're still left. And after a week or 2 weeks, 3 weeks with like, what did I just do? And that's can be very interesting state.
It can be, because people just don't know what to make of that at times. So, yeah. I mean, what's helpful, I always call it Cambo complete.
Yes.
Because there is a completion in that when you can finally get it into a bit of a context for yourself. And that's where it's really helpful to on how you work is because.
Yeah, and I'd also like to say that, you know, a lot of these people have had conversations with Jenny, because Jenny is probably the most fair person on the planet, unless she wants the last slice of pie.
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, this is my profession and I can offer insight on a lot of levels, but Jenny is always able to be kind and take those extra calls and help too.
Always. I love hearing.
And some have gone to Lil for healing work. Yeah. So I think we're going into the next segment. So,
yeah. So when we come back, we'll just go into the next segment about the completion process on this and maybe give some case studies of some people and what they've done and how it's all come full circle for them. So we'll be right back. This is Jenny and Todd with Cambo Talk.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Jenny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Jenny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype.
She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
All right, we're back. Just kind of smiling about that music. It was a little ethereal. Nice job, Justin. So we're going to kind of try to bring this full circle now about all of the different stages, kind of that in different categories of people. I mean, how we see them in their stages. I hate to call them categories, but the stages in which they're in, and kind of bring some of that full circle. You know, we've stayed away a lot about some of the physical effects that people have from CAMBO. We've talked more about psycho-spiritual effects. And maybe this is a kind of a good time to talk about some of the effects that people have physically around CAMBO. Because I've had a lot of clients who, you know, have real physical issues, and CAMBO has been very helpful for them.
Yeah. Can you name some of the issues that people have come to you with?
Yeah. And in various stages of how long they've had to work at getting to symptom free. So, you know, I had a client who, this one was really quite dramatic for me, I felt, because he had asthma, very severe asthma, and it was an adult onset. And when he would go into his asthma attacks, I mean, it was quite serious. He would end up in the hospital, be on massive medication. And he didn't quite understand, you know, why he was having these reactions. And, of course, we know, you know, science even knows now that physical effects have an emotional component to it.
Yes.
And so he came for CAMBO. And of course, you know, when I know people have certain issues, I will treat them in a different way, so that they have the best possible effect. And he took three sessions of CAMBO and literally went off his medications and off his breathalyzer and was symptom free.
And we just want to say that we, and by no means recommend you ever get off any medications.
Absolutely not. Not without your doctor.
Right. Exactly. We're just talking about the results that have come forth, and you know, and of course this is an Amazonian medicine, and so we're just discussing some of the things we've seen and people experience.
Absolutely, some of their experiences. So he and I saw him about 2 months later. Just I was at another event, and he was there. And when he came up to me, he just looked radiant, and he actually started to cry as he was telling me the story about how great he felt.
Wow.
He ended up quitting his job because his job basically was killing him, you know. I mean, he was unhappy there, and he was just telling me how happy he was now and how it had kind of changed everything for him, including his relationship with his wife.
Wow.
Because they had been having troubles through all of this also. And it was, I mean, it was just really lovely to see the effects. Now, he only took CAMBO three times.
Beautiful.
To get that effect. So I think he was at the point where he was just ready to do this.
Yes.
And he went wholeheartedly at it.
And, you know, I just want to add, we have been talking about all the emotional, mental, but we are want to add the physical. And I think, you know, this is a living earth medicine, and it's just beautiful. So do you want to mention anything else about him, or do you have something else?
No, I think he was great. Well, I've been working with another client who has a lot of chronic pain, and he's a young man, and really the doctors haven't been able to figure out, you know, really what his issue is. And so how we use CAMBO for him is really just pain relief, because CAMBO has that peptide in it, the dermorphine, which is quite potent. It's 40 times stronger than morphine without the side effects. So he will come every couple of months and take Cambo, and that gives him some great relief from his pain, his back pain. So it's been really helpful for him with pain management, but he's more long-term. So every couple of months he comes in and takes Cambo, and then I'll see him again in another couple of months.
Wow.
So it's a great way to go because not having those side effects are really helpful for him.
Yeah.
And he likes the idea of, and in the process of doing that, he's also been then looking at his emotional issues
right.
that we all have, right?
Yes.
Because as we heal some of those emotional issues, it's amazing how our physical issues start to go away also.
Yes.
And yeah. I think that's just fascinating to me to see that, because we know that on some level that it's all the bodies are connected. We know that the mental and the emotional and the spiritual and the physical, they're not separate.
Yeah, and we know everything is energy.
Exactly. But sometimes it still always just amazes me to see how it all comes together and how Cambo works people through the process. One of the things I really – and I'm going to have this client on the show in a further show, because she actually had Lyme's disease, and she'd had it for 5 years. And when she came to me, she just was really at the end of her rope. Young woman. And we started very carefully with the Cambo, and she was under her doctor's care also. But it's been over a year now. A year and a half later, she is symptom-free from
wow.
her Lyme's disease. And the whole process of that, too, was, I mean, it's a journey through all of that. And she went through her own of dealing with her emotional processes and how it affected her condition.
Yeah. And I know this person. I was there for a couple of sessions
yeah.
just helping. And I, you know, because I'm so psychic, I could see the emotional component. So, you know, I want to mention that there was a massive amount of pain and emotional worry and fear. And of course, who wouldn't when you have a disease like that? And of course, with Cambo, you know, the doctor was monitoring things and testing. And so, you know, this was hand in hand, which I also love to see. But to be symptom free, that's pretty cool.
Oh, it's amazing to me. I mean, it's absolutely amazing because she had been struggling with this for so long. And really, Lyme's is kind of one of those diseases that they don't really know how to treat it, and everybody's different, right, on how
right.
they on the treatment that they receive. So I was pretty excited to see her results.
Wow. And now you have your children have also taken Cambo. So I know you wanted to talk about one of them.
Yeah, all three of my children have taken Cambo and have had amazing results. And going through the process. And sometimes for a parent, it's hard for me to watch what's being revealed to them because, you know, when my son took Cambo for the first time, he went back and quit his job and moved and, you know, all these things were going on. He's making all these changes, and it was hard for me to look at because as
yes.
a mom, but in the same respect, this was what he needed to do for himself. So Cambo was just, you know, pushed him forward. There's a way in which Cambo will give you such clarity.
Yes.
That you just know what to do and you do it.
And again, I also want to say that, you know, we always love to talk about the radical changes, but a huge group of people are just plodding along. So, you know, I know there's a lot of fear about, oh, everything's going to change. And that's, you know, what needs to change will change.
Yeah, that's what I think what needs
yeah.
to change. And in some ways, because the medicine works with people so individually, and even though we see trends and generalizations, everybody's going to have their own different experience with it because everybody has a different experience and a different issues and how it reveals itself and different personalities and different places in their life. So
yeah.
it will be different for everyone. So I hate for people to think, oh, it has to be this way.
Yeah. So who else? I mean, did you want to talk about some other people in your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about processes that my daughter went through, but I think this is almost a show on its own.
Okay, good.
That will take some time. So I kind of don't even want to get into
okay.
it because it's because of the dramatic change that went on. And she's continued to take Cambo also. So, I mean, we're getting close to the end of the show, Todd, and I kind of would like to just wrap it up.
Sure.
Anything you want to say about the whole process as you see it? I mean, I see it from a different eyes because I'm always right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe your look on it, because you're intuitive in some ways, and then you're looking at it from a different advantage point than I am.
Yeah, I would like to see. I would love if people, and I'm looking at, I always talk directly from spirit. I would love if people would just relax and just allow and try not to achieve, just show up mm-hmm. and be present. Right now, everyone thinks it has to be difficult. It doesn't have to be, Jamie. Yeah. Everyone, be good to yourselves, be kind to yourselves, and go on vacation.
Exactly. Well, that's a great prescription there. So we've had a great show today. I really enjoyed talking about this, Todd, but we're at the end of the hour. So you've been listening to Jenny and Todd with Cambo Talk, and we'll see everybody next week. Have a great week.
Have fun.
You've been listening to Cambo Talk Radio with Jenny Rutherford and Todd Rolson. We hope you enjoyed the lively discussion of Cambo and the astounding results it manifests. Cambo medicine is truly magical, and Jenny is a powerful guide to total wellness. To find out more about this sacred medicine from the Amazon rainforest and its amazing benefits, visit cambokiss.com. That's K-A-M-B-O-kiss.com.